Wow, are people divided right down the middle on the text line? I knew that would happen. Texter writes, hey, Tara, we had a pastor who instructed the congregation that divorce is so damaging for the children that only abuse is worse. Don't stop telling your audience that. Wow, okay, this one's tough. See, and I admire this person because I don't know that I could do this. My husband messed around on me years ago. We're still together, and I love him more than ever. I made him go to counseling, but my main concern was our children. This year will be 44 years. Wow. Okay, because my mentality would be, I'm going to stick it out for the kids till I, you know, they leave the house, but I don't know if I can stay with a cheating spouse. You did. That's a forgiving heart. Texter writes to add to my last message, I'm 41, never been married, have my own everything. I've raised my son alone for 9 years since his mom thought meth was more important. He says it can be done by one parent. He says I'm raising him to be a strong man. I believe that. I do. I do believe that. But also after watching my sister to struggle to do it alone, she had to move back in with my parents to really get the full, I mean, she just could not handle work and all the parent stuff alone well. She could do it, but she couldn't do well. But some people can. But I think it's really hard. Texter writes, good morning, Taryn Lee. As a 28-year veteran elementary school teacher and the daughter of divorced parents, I wholeheartedly agree with all you said. Another texter writes, I have long maintained that divorcing parents should be required to maintain a house for the kids while the parents move in and out. I think the divorce rate would drop dramatically. Another texter, which is a separate texter. As a teacher, I want to express my gratitude to those parents who stick through the hard times and provide proper discipline to their kids. Believe me, it makes such a difference to behavior in the classroom. Might be less teachers quitting premature if all parents did this. And again, we're talking about the very good news this morning, that for the first time since 1970, the divorce rate is declining and the percentage of kids living in the two-parent home where their parents are married is up by a lot. Hit an all-time low of 64. It's back up to 66 and climbing. I think people are starting to realize that message our society gives you. And this, you know what this really gets to for me that grates me the most? It's this idea of divorcing because you're not in love anymore. When you have kids, are you crazy? When, you know, it's not that you can't get along and it's become so miserable you can't coexist, you're fighting all the time. It's not even that. It's just, oh, we're not in love, so we're going our separate way. There's children. You're their family. But this is what society has sold people, that this is okay, and it's not okay. Texter writes, Tara, my wife and I are helping our daughter raise our grandchildren because their selfish dad chose to chase happiness and left the family. You are 100% correct. Their lives will never be the same because one parent chose his own pleasure over the welfare of his children. Texter writes, Tara, my parents divorced in 1983 when I was 8. Luckily, I eventually gained two step-parents who were amazing people. I was an exception, not the rule. Yeah, you know, on the other side, my husband's father died when he was about 3, and his stepdad eventually partially raised him. Wonderful stepfather. And Jack was a wonderful grandparent to my kids. They didn't learn until recent years that he's not even biologically their grandfather. We just thought it would complicate things if we told him. They have the most wonderful, loving memories of him, and I'm so grateful for him. And they call him grandpa because he's their grandpa, but he's their step-grandfather. So I don't want people to feel like, well, you know, step-parents. No. There are wonderful people who are step-parents and step-grandparents. I'm very grateful for his influence on their life. He was a great man. Texter writes, Tara, Trump's policies are literally saving our country. Strong military, strong border protection. This is how an empire stays in empire. Now we need to eradicate the people who endorse the real unrest. Another texter writes, Tara, people just can't afford to live alone these days. That's why they're not divorcing. You know what I say? Good. Work it out. As long as you got kids in the house, you work it out. Unless there's abuse there. Texter writes, Tara, I hope you are now carrying a gun with you and hiking with your daughter or family. We always do. My husband's worry is that we will not be able to get to it fast enough. Texter writes, Tara, I'm not sure. I'm sure you're not including spouses that are purple. I think that must be a misspelling. That are purple and emotionally abusive to their families. It's one thing to just fall out of love for somebody. It's another thing to put up with years and years of emotional and verbal abuse that denigrates the children and the spouse to the point of, and that trails off. I'm sorry. Yeah. And that's a difficult line. I understand the emotional abuse. I get it. It can get bad. And every parent knows the line. Texter writes, good morning, Tira. It is, on the other hand, very important for kids to see a healthy relationship. Sometimes divorce is the best way. Okay, here's what I would tell you about that from my own life. I disagree. Now, an abusive, emotionally abusive relationship, I see what you're saying. It is a fine line there. However, as what I've seen, not just in my own marriage, but also in friends' marriages. I had a good friend who's older than me, significantly older than me. And before I ever got married, she was telling me one time about the absolute low her and her husband had hit and how miserable they were. And it was horrible. I had no idea they'd ever been through that. I said, why didn't you get a divorce? She's like, well, that's how marriage goes, ups and downs. And why it shocked me was they were so happy when I met them. I couldn't believe they'd ever had a low like that. And I learned a lot from that because I was like, wow, okay. So when you get to a low that low, you can come back up? She's like, yeah, you can. Because we did eventually. We went through a terrible period. He lost his business. I lost my job. We were broke. I was pregnant. I mean, it was, oh my gosh, a stress-a-palooza. Everything that could go wrong did. Got down to our last dollar of our savings. It was just, I mean, and that whole time, what she said rung through my ears, you know, hey, this is the low, but believe me, it comes back. And it does. It's a cycle. So what do you teach your kids? They see it the low, they see it come back. Our kids did. There's a lesson there. There's a lesson from seeing rock bottom, as ugly as rock bottom is, in a family with all the stresses that you can have. So I'm going to gently disagree with that. That's kind of the societal mentality. Well, they should see a healthy relationship. There's never going to be a relationship without yelling, screaming, and tearing each other apart occasionally. It's how you handle that, come back from it, and learn to love each other. That's what they learn from. Y'all, fake news is working overtime to keep their sheeple dumb, weaponized, enraged. There are certain things that cannot be told, like what just happened. Good for FBI Director Kash Patel, who has found a trove of sensitive and classified Russia hoax documents. You know, with the real intel, showing that Hillary Clinton committed a crap ton of crimes. Remember how James Comey said, well, we checked over the weekend, we went through all the classified emails, and maybe there were some of them was a little illegality, but no reasonable prosecutor. We didn't find anything big. They did. To hide her crimes, they classified it. Felony after felony after felony after. We'll just hide the crimes with classification. Why not? It's what we do for Democrats. In the burn bag. Yes, there's this thing called a burn bag. Didn't know. Neither did Kash Patel, but there were people inside the FBI who knew where the documents were hidden. In a secret skiff. Basically, this is a room behind locked door after locked door in the Hoover building. Known only to top level FBI executives, basically you'd call it. Ranking officers inside the Hoover building. Inside the room in burn bags is the backbone of the Russia collusion hoax. It's like something out of a movie. Well, what's in those bags? Well, the real intelligence. Durham's Annex. Classified stuff. The real intelligence that says the opposite of everything they told us for years. Namely, Russia wanted Trump to win. Lie. Russia hacked the DNC server to get damaging emails to embarrass Hillary. Lie. They actually knew that didn't happen. That's in there. Russia colluded to influence the election. No, lie. Were there even any Russian bots? No, lie. When you lie like that, you got to hide it. I'm amazed they didn't burn these documents. I would have. The documents hidden in a burn bag that Kash Patel was never supposed to find. Reveal that the intelligence community discovered through foreign intelligence sources that the FBI was going to play a role in spreading the Russia collusion narrative in partnership with the criminal Hillary Clinton. And I say that because just 3 weeks before, they had discovered her jaw-dropping number of felonies on those 8 thumb drives. She was removing classified data on thumb drives. She's not even supposed to be able to see it except inside a compartmentalized room. That's how classified this data is. She's walking out with thumb drives. Felony after felony after felony after felony. So they went, oh no. And they classified her crimes. Then they turn around. She brought them the Steele dossier and they faked the Russia collusion hoax. Who's they? FBI and CIA. Now here's where it gets crazy. The CIA's foreign sources, informants, warned them from other countries. This is intel from other countries. Hey, we're hearing that the FBI is going to fake the Russia collusion hoax. Hillary's involved. You might want to know that, you know, your FBI director's crooked. And they were telling the CIA this. They found it in the burn bags. Now, what the foreign informants and sources did not know was the CIA was in on the crooked plot too. And so we had foreigners, listen to this, in our intel before the Russia collusion hoax launched, warning us, this is how closely they watch us. Hey, your FBI director's crooked. He's teaming up with Hillary to fake the Russia collusion hoax. Well, what they didn't know was the real originator was John Brennan, head of the CIA, and they were talking to the CIA. And right after that intel that they have now, they faked the Russia collusion hoax. So folks, our allies know how full of crap we are. What a rotten nation we are in terms of our intelligence apparatus. And they watched the whole fake thing. So fake. So fake. So unbelievably fake. Now, is the main thing, this is bombshell stuff. I mean, this is Watergate level. So how's the media handling it? They're not covering it. The burn bag story was a bombshell, broke yesterday. And they blocked it out. Nothing. ABC, CBS, NBC, not a word. Not even Univision or Telemundo. So you're weaponized with ignorance to the point you're practically stupid. Liberal friends, some of them are all over my feeds. Go, it's not true. It's fake. And Tulsi faked it. They don't even know what they're talking about. Blacked out. Major bombshell by Fox News Digital. Now, here's what's crazy. Remember the at the top, as I'm looking at Newsbusters right now, what Newsbusters does is monitor the liberal media and their lies. At the height of the Russia collusion hoax, an average of 2/3 of the stories on mainstream media were Russia collusion related. 2/3 of your average newscast. Think about that. Lies, propaganda and lies. At that point, folks, this is not a story. This is not a lie. This is not a hoax. This is our intel communities creating fake realities of terror. Because the left was terrified. So were some on the right. I mean, Russia was launching a coup. They were coming after democracy. We narrowly escaped the coup. Putin is painted as a Hitlerian dictator. And he's working through this man, Trump. And people, we had articles of people, the liberals are going to psychologists. They can't handle it. They're going to crack. All lies. Remember what this was like? It's just a montage of some of the lies.
Russia hacking the election to elect Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Right.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes. Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump.
They were. Newsbusters, you should see this. Networks is liberal fake news. gives 1,000 times more coverage to the Russia probe at the time than the Gabbard bombshell. Unsurprisingly, they write ABC, CBS, NBC, which spent 2,284 minutes salivating over every turn, devoted a total of 2 minutes and 17 seconds to Gabbard's disclosures. Now, okay, here's the thing. They're coming after Gabbard. They're saying she's confused. But they're ignoring the fact that the CIA director, John Ratcliffe, also put a criminal referral into the DOJ for John Brennan. There's two, not one. John Brennan's the ex-CIA member. They're just pretending that didn't happen, I guess. Making Tulsi Gabbard out to be a ding-a-ling in the 2 minutes and 17 seconds they're spending on this. Folks, this country has one major problem, and it is the mainstream media. You fix that however you fix it, and X is going a long way on this. You fix it all. We won't have any problems without these lying hacks.